give me all you got. If you get tired, look at me, because I won't. Dogs on three. One, two, three.
Vandermeer and DP City with you. How about it for Brian Cushing, Texas? Yeah! Joining us on the show tonight. Great to have you here. Welcome.
Great to be here. Appreciate it.
You're only the second guest in the history of this program.
Okay, cool.
We really appreciate the visit, Brian. How did it feel to be back out there?
Feels good. It feels good. You know, I mean, it's obviously a special feeling to be back out with my teammates and playing football again, something I love to do. So it just feels right.
So we see you every day. You're usually like this, but we saw a little bit of your pregame huddle speech. And we want to know when that transformation occurs from this Brian to the Brian on the field that's like really intense, never tired. Look at me for inspiration. That guy.
You know, probably when we get on the field. Probably when we get on the field, you feel the electricity. You feel all the emotions and you know, just the overwhelming feeling from the fans. And it's a lot of energy in that building. You know, even when I get to the stadium that day, I'm still very calm, relaxed, and just excited to play. It's a very energetic feeling the entire day, just knowing that, you know, we're playing football, having a lot of fun. And that's what you play for. You know, but for the most part, the whole switch, I guess you can say, happens pretty much when we go out for pregame.
What are your special pregame routines? Like what kind of music you might listen to, or food you might eat, or any superstitions you might have, that kind of thing?
I don't think there's too many superstitions. I just like a good warm-up, a good pregame routine. You know, I've been getting a pretty good schedule with some of the trainers. I get to the stadium always early. I just try to eat well, try to eat healthy, and as far as music, kind of anything goes, whatever I'm really feeling that day. So it's, you know, just feeling it out, and, you know, just got to gauge your energy that day and where you're at.
A lot of the guys have been talking about playing in Oakland, the black hole, their memories. You've been there. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you remember most about playing up there?
Tough place to play. You know, and
the costumes, the masks.
Yeah, it's different. It's very unique. It's kind of got that New Orleans kind of feel with the fans and the things they're wearing. But, you know, also at the same time, it's probably the only field you'll be playing on. It's also a baseball field. So have to, you know, bring that into account whenever you're trying to make a tackle, make a play or whatnot, just knowing the playing surfaces of also having an infield while you're playing football.
You had a safety when you were there in 2010. Do you remember who
was that was against? Here.
It was here.
Oh, that was here, yeah.
And it was actually Fargus, I believe.
It was Fargus, okay.
Yeah, another Trojan. So, yeah.
The USC familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so you're a father, and now you have a new baby. How about the new baby? Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you.
How old is the new baby?
He's great. He's growing fast. If you ask my wife, she'd probably have a different opinion about
his. How many weeks now?
6 weeks.
Okay.
6 weeks.
Ooh.
So, yeah, he's getting there, but he's not sleeping. But, you know, that's been difficult. But, I mean, it's just it's a pleasure watching him grow up. And especially watching our older son interact with him is awesome.
How involved do you get with, say, diaper changing?
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine Brian Cushing changing a diaper. That's a pretty fast move.
He's cheering the baby on.
Yeah. I'm involved. I mean, she does a lot more than I do. I'm involved more now with the older boy, you know, and I think we're getting a lot closer. Kind of understanding, you know, dad now and all that, and it's a lot of fun, you know. But the new baby's, he's almost so delicate. I don't want to, you know, grab him too hard or change his diaper too fast or anything like that. You know, he's so small. But you know, as he continues to grow, I mean, the relationship with both of them will be great. But right now, you know, the older one and I have are really forming a cool bond, and it's awesome to be a part of.
Does your older son know who you are? Does he know that you play football?
No, he knows I'm dad, you know, and I think that's even cooler, you know, just the fact of, you know, loving me for, you know, just being his dad and that's it, you know, not knowing anything else. But, you know, that'll also be another special experience, you know, bring him to the games one day and hopefully he's a big football fan and loves it, you know, like I do and can share that experience.
I remember when you brought him, actually. Yeah. Last year, Tennessee, you brought him to the podium.
Yeah.
Super cute moment.
Yeah, that was cool.
He was grabbing the microphone.
That was cool. Yeah, he had no idea what was going on, but yeah, he loved it.
Just a few seconds, but has it changed you a lot as a player to have children?
I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I mean, it's not in a negative or a positive way I say that. I don't know, I've always kind of played the game the same way and very passionate. It brings a certain part out of me that, you know, is very unfamiliar to some people. And, you know, my mom will watch my mic'd up and she'll say, that's not my son, you know. So, it's, you know, but it's I think it's a certain passion it brings out of me. It's something I love to do. You know, obviously there's some motivation now, though, having two boys and being able to play for them and a wife and you know, all my family as well. You know, by the same time, I'm going to play the same regardless of anything.
Well, we have a game to play with you next.
All right.
Like, this is real pressure, not just gridiron
pressure.
All right, Brian Cushing, everyone. Texans late night.